You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Told USA Radio News what impact armed citizens could have in defending against attacks.
We know from those occasions when people were able to return fire is that it maybe slows down but usually stops the attack because the attacker is distracted. At a minimum, he might return fire or attempt to, more likely flee, because that wasn't part of the plan.
I'm Jason Wirt.
A Syrian family is being relocated to New Haven, Connecticut, after the state of Indiana denied them entry. Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy says they're more than happy to have them.
I have to say they were absolutely wonderful and charming folks who've been living as refugees in Jordan for the last 4 years or so.
The family had to be diverted after Indiana Governor Mike Pence banned all refugees from entering the state. Many governors across the country have expressed opposition to accepting Syrian refugees after the Paris terrorist attacks. Governor Malloy has bucked that trend, saying the state will continue to accept refugees who have been properly vetted. He says our country has an obligation to help other countries in the world.
Quite frankly, it's the, if you believe in God, it's the morally correct thing to do.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking with my in-studio guest, Evans Gebhardt, about his latest venture called Wired for Wine and how they can help solve that age-old problem of what to get the hardest person on your holiday gift list. It's Thursday, November 19th, 2015, and Taking Care of Business starts right now. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, I'm going to be talking with the founder of Wired for Wine, Evans Gebhardt, about his company and how they can help you this holiday season and basically year-round. But before we get going, we're going to check the weather. And a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 60 degrees under rainy skies at 12:05 this afternoon. Today, it'll be cloudy with rain, which will be heavy at times this evening, with a high of 65 and a low of 49. Tonight we'll have continued rain, and then the clouds will break up overnight, with tonight's low going down around 49. For tomorrow, or as I like to call it, can you be perfect one more time on Friday Night Lights Friday, as Bridgewater Raritan plays in their second round state playoff game in a rematch against Ridge High School. It'll be partly sunny and breezy with a high of 56 degrees and a low of 28. For Saturday, we'll have periods of clouds and sun and a high of 50 degrees, a low of 37. And for Sunday, we'll have sunny skies and breezy conditions with a high of 47 and a low of 29. Bridgewater Raritan now 10-0 playing Ridge tomorrow night, and A programming note, I'm very proud to announce that this show, Taking Care of Business, was nominated for and won the inaugural Most Informative Chamber Radio Show Award. And that award's to be presented next Tuesday at the Chamber's annual Business Vitality Awards breakfast at the Beaverbrook Country Club. That'll happen at 8 a.m. Tickets are still available, so please call the Chamber for details if you'd like to join us and learn more about the Entrepreneur of the Year, the Most Promising New Business. My favorite one is the Kids in Business, and that's high schoolers that have started their own businesses, and other awards, Women in Business, etc. So a great morning and a great breakfast at Beaverbrook Country Club, so hope you can join us there. But right now, settle back, and if you want to, what I would recommend that you do is open up a new browser window and type in www.wiredforwine.com so you can kind of follow along and browse the website as we talk to the founder of Wired for Wine, Evans Gebhardt. Evans, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Jim.
Glad you could join us here. Now, I got to know you a couple of months ago, and I think you're one of the best-kept secrets in New Jersey, one of the best-kept secrets in Hunterdon County, because of the uniqueness of what your company does, and not just on the personalization side, but on the product offerings as well. So for the listeners that may not be familiar, give us an idea, a snapshot of what Wired for Wine is.
Sure. We got started about 5 years ago as a 100% online store. And the reason we did that was to avoid all the cost and headaches, quite frankly, that go with managing a brick-and-mortar store. And what that meant was that we were able to deliver even lower prices to our customers. But it's really not just about price. It's also about finding difficult, hard-to-find wines, highly acclaimed wines. You'll note if you go to wiredforwine.com that we almost all of our wines are rated or have some sort of press. So not just there because we love them, although there are for sure all of them there, and I'm glad to say I taste all of the wines, but also, and somebody has to, but also because there is third parties who are rating these wines. So a combination of just great prices and hard to find high quality wines has been part of our success.
And you mentioned that this is an online retail store. So again, if you're listening, go to www.wiredforwine.com, and it's basically a full service site. The customer can log on, look at the selection, place the order, and then it'll ship to them directly. But you mentioned you got started about 5 years ago. What was the impetus? How did you wake up one day and say, I'm going to create an online wine and spirits retail establishment?
Believe it or not, at the time, I was living in Hawaii working for a company called Orbitz.com, where I was one of the first marketing people there. And it was very hard to find good wine in Honolulu, as you can imagine. And so what do you do? The first thing you do is you go online to start looking for ways to have it delivered to you. And that was actually hard. The online offerings at the time weren't very good, and the quality wines weren't very good. And so while I was happily employed at Orbitz, it really gave me this idea that there was an opportunity in the wine business. And so fast forward, after I left Orbitz, I decided, what the heck, let's kind of jump in and get this business going. And that was really the impetus. I did grow up overseas. I spent about 4 years as a kid in France. No doubt that rubbed off on me. And no, I wasn't drinking at the time. But, certainly being in that culture of food and wine had a lot to do with why, I'd consider myself a foodie at heart.
Very good. And I know that a lot of, maybe I could be wrong on this, but let me check it with you. A lot of different wineries will offer their product online, but you're offering a wide variety of product online from a number of different wineries. Does that make you unique to the industry, or is there a lot of competition out there and it's just the ones that you select are what sets you apart from the rest of the pack?
There are just thousands of wines out there. Literally each month a book, like a phone book, comes out, just like a phone book. It's there are that many offerings. And I think what sets us apart is rather than just taking that whole phone book of offerings and throwing it online, which a lot of our competitors do, we've really picked about this point about 300 wines that we think you know, are worth trying and that have some reason to be on our site. And so, yes, I think we have a very wide offering, but it's curated. We try all our wines. We spend a lot of time talking about what to pair with the wines. And that's what I think is one of the ways that we set ourselves apart.
Now, you say we a lot, which, you know, I want to talk about the whole company because mm-hmm. it's not just one guy sitting in the garage waiting for the orders to come in. So let's talk about the structure of the company, who's involved. And I know that you live in Stockton. The company's based out of Rutherford. Walk me through your day.
Right. So first of all, my wife is the co-founder and the creative genius really behind the site. She does all of the writing for the site and manages a lot of the customer care for us. So yes, I do. I do live in Stockton where we've been for about a year, but our warehouse is located in Rutherford. And that is where we have our, you know, our shipping organization. And it's a pretty lean organization. I mean, that's part of the strategy is to not have a lot of overhead. So we just really have their warehouse manager and people to pick and pack the product. And our goal, or at least their goal, is really to ship, you know, to really accomplish same day shipping or next day shipping on almost all of our orders.
Very good. And, you know, one of the things that customers worry about both at the holiday season and just in general, if I want to order a sweater, I want to make sure that you have it in my size, in the color. So when you have an offering on the website, is it pretty much guaranteed that you'll be able to get it and ship it?
Yes, it is. I mean, there are a lot of online retailers, actually. A lot of brick and mortar stores will throw up a website and not really spend time with it. A lot of the products, a lot of the retailers may, in fact, not have most of those products that are up there, but it's really a second, channel of their business and not a priority for the most part. We're just the opposite in that regard. So yes, we have everything we have on the site. We have in our inventory, and which you know allows us to be very quick in terms of turning around. We also call every one of our customers. We put a phone call in to tell them when the product is coming, and as well as send them an email so they can be there and plan on being there to accept the package.
Very good. Now you mentioned, you know, living 4 years in France, having an influence, obviously, you know, in the food and in the drink consumption. You know, it's very popular in France. Is there any? Do you, as the business owner, does it influence which product you bring in? Or are you pretty much open to everything? It doesn't have to be necessarily from France or Italy or America's. You know, you'll just pick the good ones.
Yes, I think that's a good question. And really, it has to do with what the audience is looking for. And so in the U.S., you know, American Cabernets, for example, are by far the most important category for us. And so we aspire to fill those needs, and that drives it. And there is also a group that enjoys high-quality wines. And, for example, now, just given the economy in Spain, we're seeing a lot of very high-quality Spanish wines. And, you know, in contrast to that is France, where Bordeaux prices and Burgundy prices have just gone through the roof and really are beyond the reach of many consumers these days. And so we don't spend a lot of time there. And again, just try to balance between both the quality and the price of that quality.
Very good. I do. Before we take a break, I did want to mention, since we're on the subject of France, we obviously want to extend our thoughts and prayers to everyone in Paris over the terror attacks last Friday. And you know, wishing them well, both as they fight ISIS and as we turn the page into a new chapter of global living. And I do, when we come back, want to talk about, you know, both where you ship, and the fact that you can get global product here delivered to your doorstep. You're listening to Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. In studio guest, Evans Gebhardt, the founder of Wired for Wine. We're going to take a quick break. This will give you the opportunity to log on to www.wiredforwine.com and follow along. A little bit later in the program, we're going to ask Evans to kind of navigate us through a page and see how to operate it the most efficient way possible. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Glad you could join us on a special program today as we have an in-studio guest with us, Evans Gebhardt, who is the founder of Wired for Wine. And as mentioned, you can follow along opening a new browser and following WiredForWine.com. Feel free to shop as you listen, and hopefully Evans will have some suggestions for us a little bit later on in the program. You describe yourself as a foodie at heart. And even on the webpage, I think it talks about in the About Us page how the founders are all kind of foodies at heart. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, it means that really Tanya and I, my wife and I, enjoy food and really wine so much. It's very much a part of the business. And when I left corporate America, I decided that I wanted to do something that I really loved. And we both just enjoy cooking at home and eating out a tremendous amount. And so to have my own business tied around that passion, you know, is just a wonderful thing for me. And hopefully it comes through the site. You'll see in almost all of our wines commentary about what either we've had with the wine or think would go very well with the wine. So By being a foodie, it just means that I just really love eating food.
You and me both. Only I show it a little bit better than you do. You know, one of the things I feel when I'm on the website is, and my brother-in-law is a wine importer, and you know, so we've had that interest in my family about wine, and we enjoy different wines with our dinners and things like that. But one of the things that I feel like is the site is so well written. And it's like taking a master's class in wine, because especially with the grading, especially with the descriptions, you know, things like when you describe a certain taste, or there was one I believe it was one of the whiskeys, possibly Widow Jane or Lock, Stock, and Barrel, where you described both the pre-taste, the mid-taste, the aftertaste, and I had never thought of it like that. And then when I had a sip, I was like, aha, now I get it. You know, so it is educational at the same time, you know, being informative. So I definitely think you've nailed it there. Obviously, the name of the program is called Taking Care of Business, so we have to ask, how is business? How is the wine business, the online wine retailing working?
Well, it's interesting. The online, another reason that I got into the business was the online category in wine is very small relative to other businesses. So most wine purchases or alcohol purchases are done through a local store. Less than 10% would actually be taking place online. So just from a strict opportunity perspective, there's a lot of highway there for us to go down. Business is good for us. We're growing very fast. We grew last 2 years. We've grown 60%, you know, really enjoying the fruits of giving people what they like. And you know, I failed to mention at the outset, but is kind of core to our offering, which is we offer free shipping on just about any purchase. You just need to buy 6 bottles, and again, it comes back to not building a big overhead in the business. And so that we can allow free shipping, it's really the way of the future, and it allows people to try different things very easily without having to worry about a big shipping cost, which, by the way, is where a lot of our competitors make a lot of their money, by charging $30 for a shipment. So something to be careful of out there in general.
Very good. We talked before the break, you were talking about how Bordeaux and Burgundies were kind of going through the roof. Now what we're starting to see here in the U.S. is the economy is getting better. I would say we've definitely come out of the recession. It took a lot longer than, you know, what Washington said, but now people are spending again. We're seeing more car buying. We're seeing more vacations. 50 million people supposed to hit the roads next week to visit grandma. And they should be taking one of your bottles with them.
They should.
For that dinner. So do you see that the economy affects the purchase? So as the economy gets better, maybe a person who was buying a $25 bottle of wine is now looking a little higher on the scale, or is it just favorites?
You know, I do think that it is natural, as you learn about, say, a particular varietal, it might be a Shiraz, that you would start with a conservative price point, and as you begin to learn more about it, it's pretty hard not to want to kind of go up the scale of ever-increasing levels of quality. It's true that our site, actually, year over year, the average price per bottle has gone up dramatically. We have a very high repeat rate. Of the people who bought this year, 42% bought the year before. And I think probably it just underlies this notion that as you find something you like, or a particular region or varietal that you like, it's hard not to always want to try something even better from that sector.
And one of the arguments that you know, some people make, you know, in my social circles, is that, you know, is there that much of a difference between a $50 bottle of wine to a $100 bottle to, you know, on up? And if so, what makes it that?
Yeah, it's really a great question. And one of the things that we do at home, and this is really for fun, is we often bring maybe three Cabernets home from California,
call that Friday. In
the that's right. yeah, that's lunch. No, and we put them in a brown bag and blind taste them. And I did this recently. In fact, one of the bottles on the homepage is called Summers, and it's a Cabernet. I brought that bottle as well as two other bottles that cost over $100. A lot of the Napa cabs, as you may know, are becoming very, very expensive. And in a blind taste test, actually that Summers cab was the one that won out. So, you know, I don't think necessarily you need to spend a lot of money to have a great bottle. And I don't even know that, you know, I am capable of determining, you know, what tastes like $100. So I just encourage people to look for what they like and just hope it's not coming from an expensive producer. But right. some of these wines are just very hard to find, and people fall in love with them. It is an emotional purchase. And you know, sometimes you just want to get that that slightly better quality or perceived quality.
Very good. What about now on your website, when you go on, there's usually a pop-up, a chat window that'll pop up. It'll have your picture and it'll say, what can I help you with? What if a person does, they've heard of a wine, it's maybe they saw it on a TV show or something like that, and they want to try this, but they have no idea where to get it. Is it something that you would go and get for them, or is that just, you know, too small scale to attempt at this
point? No, not at all. In fact, you know, one of the things I realized is just having such a high repeat rate is really just comes from offering fair pricing. But I think more importantly is our motto is to treat our customers like our friends. Mm-hmm. So if we make a mistake or if the consumer just doesn't like the bottle, sometimes they're so-called corked, we'd refund them right off the bat. You know, I think when it comes to people asking us, in fact, I had this last night, somebody was asking me for a particular kind of Lambrusco. And I just love it because we didn't carry this wine. In New Jersey, you can get just about anything that is made on this earth. And so I was actually able to procure it and put it up on the site. So it allows us to have a relationship with our customers, and I find that, you know, it makes good business sense as well.
No, it's an excellent way to do it. And, you know, I like when you said, and I've mentioned this on the program many times, you know, don't look at people as transactions. You know, treat your customers like your friends. Give them what they want, and you will succeed. And it looks like you've done that well. And the reason I asked that question was last week I was watching a program called A Football Life, and they profiled an old NFL coach I liked, Dick Vermeil. Well, now that he's retired, you know, won Super Bowls and all that stuff, he actually took over the family's vineyard in California. And I said, boy, it'd be really neat to try one of Dick Vermeil's wines. And then, you know, now I'm like trying to Google it and find it, but I think I have to be from California to get it. But it's nice that you can do that, especially whether you're traveling and you read an article on an airplane or something like that. It piques your interest. You want to have an outlet.
Well, also, the best thing to do really is to take a picture of the label and just email customercare@wiredforwine.com, and that is the easiest way, because sometimes these names are difficult to really dissect, especially if they're, you know, some of these Italian wines are very difficult to understand what is actually the name of the wine. So yeah, I think pictures are a great way to do that, and we love doing it.
Excellent. You mentioned a 42% repeat rate, which is fantastic in any industry. It's almost like when you turn the calendar, you know kind of what to expect already. What do you attribute the growth to, other than customer service? Is it people's renewed interest in wine, or just, you know, that they're just discovering you now?
Well, it is also a growth category now. I mean, wine is clearly growing in the U.S., and Americans are drinking just more and more per capita. So I wish I could say it's all our genius efforts, but in fact, I think the category is growing and the online category is growing. I've just had great success over both at Orbitz and other ventures I've been involved with, just understanding that if you can strike the right balance between service and price, that's really, it's a difficult thing to compete with, you know, for competitors to come after you with. So, we really try hard to we don't always succeed, but we try hard to provide a better service than our competitors, and do it with very fair pricing. And it seems to work. And again, it also comes back to, in my mind, really injecting your personality. E-commerce businesses tend to not do well. Either companies make the mistake of just throwing up a website and expecting people will come. But really what the challenge is how do you inject your personality, your passion through the wires? That's why things like live chat are so important. That's why just picking up the phone when it rings is so important, because it really gives you a chance to connect with your customers and treat them as your friends.
Very good. We have to step away now for a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Everdens Gebhardt from Wired for Wine. Again, this is a great opportunity for you to take a look at the website, www.wiredforwine.com. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All right, due to some technical difficulties, we're not going to have a news break.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melanie Burkett. The suspected ringleader of the Paris terrorist attacks is dead. The French Interior Minister said Abdelhamid Aboud was killed in yesterday's police raid in a Paris suburb. He also said police did not know the 27-year-old Belgian national was in Europe prior to the attacks, and they believe he was involved in four of the six attacks foiled by French intelligence since May of this year. Sources say he was the brains behind Friday's terror attacks across Paris that killed 129 people, including an American college student. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton says the U.S. must continue leading efforts to defeat and destroy ISIS.
The world's great democracies can't sacrifice our values or turn our backs on those in need. Therefore, we must choose resolve. And we must lead the world to meet this threat.
Clinton argued that more nations must get involved in the battle. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. And before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376.
And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot. Joining me in studio today, Evans Gebhardt, the founder of Wired for Wine. Glad that he's here. We've been trying to get him on the show for some time now, so I think this is the best time of the year for him to be here, and I'll get into the reasons for that in just a few minutes. Currently 62 degrees at 12:33, and for today it'll be cloudy with rain and be heavier at times towards the evening commute with a high of 65 and a low of 49. Tonight, continued rain, and then clouds will break up overnight. Tonight's low of 49. As my mother used to say, if you don't know, bring a jacket. We're going to suspend the rest of the forecast so that we can get back to our conversation here with Evans. You have a very impressive resume and background from consumer marketing, sales, international development at Bristol-Myers Squibb to the time at Orbitz. How does a guy go from... Do you just get bored at times and look for something else, or is it just, you know, it just kind of evolved into a career over the years?
It's a great question. I think I spent a long time at Bristol-Myers in a packaged goods marketing environment, and I was working on shampoo. They owned Clairol at the time, and those categories grew. We were growing, you know, if you're lucky, 3% a year, and I, after 13 years, responded to a call, which was at the time Orbitz, and I just thought I would give it a shot and get into the e-commerce game. And of course, as soon as I did that, I was in categories growing 100%. We did, you know, fairly well, and it worked out for me. And I realized, at least from a career standpoint, that getting involved with high growth categories makes all the sense in the world. It's just obvious in a way, but I think after you have your background, your skill set, the trick is getting yourself in the right playing field, and I think the rest kind of goes with it. And so I've always been involved with equity-oriented plays, and you win some, you lose some. But I think now at this point in my career, it's about doing something I'm passionate about.
Excellent. And, you know, they say if you love what you do, it's not work.
Right, for sure.
You touched on this before, but I do want to make sure that our listeners are aware of it. If I've never bought wine online before, I buy it, we open it, and we just don't like it. Talk about your no questions return policy. How does a customer return something if it just didn't work out?
Right. Well, it's important to remember that that wine is a perishable item. It's why we spend so much time calling people up to make sure they're ready to accept a package. So it will happen that, and perhaps listeners have had this experience where something just doesn't taste right. A customer of mine this week just bought 6 bottles, and 2 of them were corked. And this is just a function of the category, really. So we have a very, very low return rate, and that's why it's very easy for me to say that if you don't like something, I'll just give you your money back. It's from a business perspective, it's kind of a no-brainer. And yet it really instills great confidence, particularly for somebody who doesn't buy a lot of wine online, to know that if you don't like something, we basically have a Nordstrom's policy. I mean, we do actually ask that you buy it from us.
That would be helpful.
But aside from that, we'll pretty much return anything, because we just believe in it as a philosophy.
Very good. Now, on the site, as people are navigating wiredforwine.com, they'll see that it's not just wine. There's wine, there's spirits, there's accessories. Particularly with the accessories, can we just go down that path for a little bit and let people know what else they can purchase from you that, you know, they might not know was available?
Yes. We offer not all, because they have too many, the most important ranges in retail glassware. We think they're great. It's the right price to quality ratio. We have corkscrews as well, decanters, and other tools such as Coravin, which is a device that allows you to open a bottle of wine, drink from it, but the device prevents it from further oxidation. So we do have a wide range of accessories. We sell, the most, I would say, of both the corkscrews and the glassware seems to be, needless to say, what goes very well with wine.
Very good. The way you and I got introduced was through the personalization of the bottles, and that is where a person can go out on the site, wiredforwine.com, just buy a bottle that they want to enjoy, or maybe buy a bottle that they want to give as a gift. But you added another dimension to that when you added the personalization of the bottle. And a lot of times on the site, they might see a standalone bottle, no engraving, and then below that, an option to personalize it. Now that we're getting into Thanksgiving and Christmas, let's walk through that. How do they go about the personalization process? And what's the advantage to that?
Right. Well, this time of year, obviously, is the beginning of the gift giving season. Although we do engrave things throughout the year, the easiest way to go about doing that is to just go to the homepage. You'll see there's a big button on the homepage that says engraving, and we'll show you some of the more popular items that we engrave. That could be wine. It could be a spirit, and then just go ahead and purchase the product. So if the product has engraved in the title, then it's something that we can engrave. We can actually engrave almost everything, although not all bottles are really right for it. Clear bottles don't do as well as opaque bottles. Champagne bottles, we need to stay away from engraving on the actual bottles, but we do engrave on the box. We just do that for safety reasons. You don't want to weaken the bottle, which could explode. So that's why for champagne, we do it on the box. But really the easiest thing to do is just to go to the homepage. There's a big button that says engraving, and just click on that, and it'll sort of show you what we do and also give you some examples of what people actually write. We've had a lot of fun reading the inscriptions. I'm sure you have too, Jim, of what people have engraved on products.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, actually, I'm going to go to that button right now. And it says we're engraving now. And so let's see. I love this first one, which was, "You swear too much. You drink too much. Will you be my best man?" Another one was "To my favorite turd," which I thought was funny. So we do have some funny things, and these are going on very nice bottles, Dom Perignon or Johnny Walker Blue. Here's a favorite. They're not always funny, or they're sometimes serious. Well, Hands Off is a very popular one. That goes very well on a bottle of whiskey. But there are also really nice ones that make us feel warm inside. One is "Grow old with along with me. The best is yet to be." So,
so as creative as the customer wants to be,
right?
You can probably put it on the bottle, as long as it, you know, falls within the space limitations.
Yes,
very good. You and I got started around Father's Day. Did a lot of bottles, and again, great messaging from the customers that you have. But it's really not just a holiday thing. It could be promotions. It could be a corporate-wide gift. It could be, wedding gifts or like bridal party gifts and stuff. So it's just a matter of them learning and getting comfortable with the site, and then obviously you put the big engrave button on there to help with that. Is there any holidays you see that or occasions that are more popular than others?
You know, we've just gotten started with this past year. I think, to your point, it is something throughout the year that business people routinely are sending congratulatory messages. I think there's a steady stream of that happening. Valentine's, you know, aside from the obvious of the end of the year holidays, Valentine's is a time when we see, you know, quite a bit going on, the Dom Perignon bottles. And birthdays, for sure, significant birthdays. So, you know, it's just all the sort of obvious holidays where people are celebrating birthdays and over Christmas and New Year's.
Very good. Is there a particular product right now that you see that people are engraving more of than others?
There's the Johnny Walker products are always do very well, and the Dom Perignon is, you know, if you're going to give somebody a present, it's wonderful to give them Dom Perignon. It's even more wonderful to engrave it and make it, you know, particularly for a product that can sit on the shelf for a long time, and vintage champagne is one of those items that you don't have to drink right away. So if you're engraving it, you want to be able to enjoy it by looking at it. And I think that's why, you know, as you think about bottles to give, it tends to be bottles that are somewhat age-worthy and can kind of be enjoyed and just from watching them, if you will.
What is the hot product today that people seem to be going for off the site?
The big thing this year has been rosés. And, you know, as we think about Thanksgiving in particular, rosés are making a huge comeback. It's not the cheap rosés that you and I probably experienced as I won't say kids, as grown kids, shall we say, young adults. Thank you. But it's there's a real resurgence in interest there. Higher quality rosés, when you think about, you know, what do you drink for Thanksgiving? Rosés, I think Julia Child said, was one of the most food friendly wines. And so when you have kind of a cornucopia of taste on the table, as you do for Thanksgiving, I mean, it's a pairing nightmare in a way. Rosés are a really nice choice because they can go with a lot of different things. So clearly rosés are doing well. You know, as I said at the outset, people can't get enough of American Cabernets. They just always do well day in and day out.
Very good. When we come back, we're going to take our a final break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you to make suggestions for our listeners at the $20 range, the $40 range, and the $80 range. items that are on your site ready to go, whether it's for personalization or not, that you think just make for a great tasting wine. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Joining me in studio, Evans Gebhardt from WiredForWine.com. We'll continue the conversation with the, I was going to say the million-dollar question, but let's take it down a couple notches, maybe to the $20 question, the 20, 40, and 80. What wines do you think would be both a great holiday gift at the $20, $40, $80 level, and what just makes a great tasting wine at that level?
Right. Well, actually, what I did coming in here today was, if you look at the homepage on wiredforwine.com, there's something that says Top Picks if you scroll down. I mentioned it earlier at the show, but the Summers Estate Cabernet, which we sell for $18.97, was the one that did so well against this blind taste test. It is my go-to Cabernet right now. It's almost impossible to find a cab under $20 these days. So it also happens to be highly rated. So without any hesitation, I would say pick up as many as you can. We actually have been selling an enormous amount of that because people like it so much. Also right next to it, under $20 would be, we talked about rosés, would be the Domaine Lafage, which is L-A-F-A-G-E, rosé, 1697. It's a French rosé. It's crisp. It's got really nice minerality to it. Again, something that goes really well with holiday meals or just as a aperitif. So he's from the perspective of sort of the $20 range. If you go up and in price into, let's just say, above 20. There's a Sancerre, which is a French Sauvignon Blanc called Bailly Reverdy, and Bailly is Bailly-Reverdy in English or in American. $23 Sancerre, it's excellent. It should be priced a lot higher. So if you're looking for a white wine for the holidays, Bailly Reverdy Sancerre is well worth it. Bumping up, and we just had this at home the other night, is a champagne. It's actually a rosé champagne. So, and by the way, champagne is also something that is very food versatile. And again, rosé makes it even more so. It's called Besserat, or Besserat, B-E-S-S-E-R-A-T. So if you go to the champagne section of our site, it will be there. It's under $50 champagne. That's hard to come by. A rosé in particular, rosés are always more expensive rather than their regular white counterpart. So to find one under $50 is unusual. I like, and probably I would be having this, in fact, I am having this on my Thanksgiving table, will be a Pinot Noir, Belle Glow, and Glow is G-L-O-S. Belle Glow is owned by the Wagner family, which also makes Camus. You've probably heard of Camus Cabernets. They make some single vineyard Pinot Noirs under the Belle Glow. And we have one up there. Pinots are becoming very expensive, American Pinots. We sell for $52.97, I think. And we were just out in Napa recently, and the Altamira family makes a tremendous, is a small vineyard. They also have a restaurant in Napa, which we ate at. And their Cabernet is terrific. If you want, the marquee Cabernet, Altamira is, you can't go wrong. It's $75.97 for that cab. So all of those I would be, and probably will be, drinking for the holidays.
It's going to be a good week.
Yeah.
When you came in, you did mention that you have a special offer for our customer with regards to shipping.
Oh, right. Absolutely. So if you're lucky enough to get this code, so it's a free shipping code, and the code is HUNT, as in 100 in, but H-U-N-T. And through November, if you just want to buy a bottle, you can. Normally we ask for 6 to get free shipping. But if you put HUNT into the promo code field, you will get free shipping as many times as you like throughout November.
So you mentioned a lot of the bottles and that it's going to be a pretty good week for you. But Thanksgiving meal, a lot of people say you have to have this with fish and this with meat. And then there's others that say drink what you like. Where do you weigh in on that?
Yeah, great. I do. It's like, what kind of glass do you drink champagne with? I was just drinking champagne with the guy from Veuve Clicquot, and he said, you know what, just whatever glass you have is fine. So I thought that was pretty funny coming from somebody who makes 20 million bottles of champagne. I guess I do, and by the way, I do have glasses for each varietal, in case you're wondering. But I sort of fall down the camp that, I do like to pair. I think, though, if I'm and I sort of work the other way. I think if I feel like having a Pinot Noir, then I find fish to go with a salmon to go with a Pinot Noir. But I think the most important thing is make sure you're drinking something, a varietal that you like. And really, there are whites that go with, a lot of different with meats. And but there are also wines that just are incompatible. And it does take some education. By the way, we're here to help on that if you need help.
Excellent. So, again, there is the live chat on the website, wiredforwine.com. This show will end up in the archive, so you can refer to it often. I'll be posting it on our Facebook page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. So you'll be able to link that at any time coming up over the next couple of weeks. And also, don't forget, it's a great offer. The shipping code, the word HUNT, on the website for just one bottle rather than the standard six. And your opportunity to test drive wiredforwine.com. Go on the site, find something you like, use the free shipping code of Hunt, and then you know, maybe you'll become a loyal customer for them as well. Again, want to thank Evans Gebhardt from Wired for Wine for joining me here today. Anything we missed that you want to get out there?
No, I think that was a lot of fun. Thank you, Jim, so much for having me.
I appreciate it, and I know that, like I said, I'm in the master's class. I'm on the website often. I'm learning more and more so that I can compete with my brother-in-law at the Thanksgiving table. But definitely want to thank you again for joining us here today. As we always do, we end the program first with a quick sports recap. Sad news yesterday as we found out that famed quarterback Doug Flutie's parents died within 1 hour of each other. His father had a heart attack a few weeks ago and been battling an illness. Once he passed, then his mother passed just 1 hour later. Doug Flutie said that he is convinced that his mother died of a broken heart. They had been married for 56 years, so we extend our condolences to Doug Flutie. In NASCAR, all is right with the world once again as Dale Earnhardt Jr. won last Sunday's rain-delayed race in Phoenix, Arizona. And now it all comes down to this. The final four drivers in the chase for the Sprint Cup will race for the championship in a winner-takes-all battle this weekend at Miami Homestead Speedway. The only problem with that, Evans, is that they're probably going to open champagne and spill it all over the racetrack.
Exactly.
Jeff Gordon, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and New Jersey native Martin Truex Jr. will run for the Sprint Cup as the only four drivers eligible to win it all this Sunday. In the NFL tonight, the Tennessee Titans take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at 8:25 p.m. In NCAA football, the top 10 looks like this. After some major shakeups last weekend, Clemson holds down the top spot, followed by the Ohio State University, Alabama, Oklahoma State, and Notre Dame rounding out the top five, followed by Iowa, Oklahoma, Florida, Michigan State, and Baylor finishing the top 10. The playoff scenario looks like this. Clemson is number one, followed by Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. In Major League Baseball, Chicago Cubs right-hander Jake Arrieta won the Cy Young Award in the National League, while Houston Astros left-hander Dallas Keuchel won the Cy Young in the American League. And in the latest shot heard round the world, that would go to Holly Holm for knocking out previously undefeated champ Ronda Rousey. Once again, I'd like to thank my guest Evans Gebhardt from Wired for Wine for joining me today. Don't forget, visit the website www.wiredforwine.com for a complete product selection. Also, the opportunity to engrave personalized gifts. This is your chance to suck up to your future father-in-law, get him a great gift, and personalize it so that he'll think you're the right guy for his girl. Also, for any gift ideas you have during the holiday season, and use the live chat for suggestions as well. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook at Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I am taking care of business. Thanks for joining me this week, everybody. Make it a productive week, and as always, we'll see you. Actually, there will be no show. Programming, no, there will be no show next Thursday as it is Thanksgiving, so I think we'll be home enjoying some of the things that Wired for Wine offers and making sure that we enjoy the holidays, and I hope you do as well. Once again, I'm Jim Gano. Have a great week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Shipping Center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed, loosened up, tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes